League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Lance was out of practice yesterday, saw a bunch of people, right, that you know?
Yeah, right? I saw somebody from my neighborhood, Lauren Tier, and all her kids were there. Her husband, who's a DA, he had just left to go back to work, but they are they're friends with the McNairs. She's known, they do Little League baseball together and all that stuff, and so she had Hannah. I really wanted to meet Hannah. I think she's done a really good job for the Texans. I think that's been discussed on this show before. I think she was very instrumental in getting things back on track.
Yep.
And she called Hannah over, and she'd been wanting to. I've kind of talked to Hannah via through intermediary. There's been some things we've discussed, but anyway, and Hannah came over. I couldn't wait to ask her about Jack Easterby stuff, but we only got to talk a little bit about it. So I met Hannah. She was good to talk to. I met CJ Stroud's mom first. Let me just say that I met CJ Stroud's mom, and I told her. It's funny. She goes, "Oh, your name sounds familiar." I said, "Oh, I wrote the scouting report for your son. That's where I know you from." And all I could think of was, I guarantee she doesn't like me. Because I said something. I said anything negative. That I said he had weaknesses. Like, nobody likes, literally no. Nobody likes me. Nobody's parent. No player. They don't. That because I have to be the one that I can say the greatest things in the world. I told Alec, I said, if you get a chance, tell DK Metcalf that I had him as the 7th best player in that draft. Well, while he's holding on to my weaknesses, he got drafted the last pick of the 2nd round, and I had him as the 7th best player, higher than anybody in all of the draft world. But he's going to be just sitting here hating. That's unbelievable. Hate, mm-hmm. hate. Silky Johnson of wide receivers. That's a joke. But anyway, so I met CJ's mom. I said some really good things about CJ. CJ, the person, the pro, I just think he's, you know, I said, I think you guys done a great job with him because he keeps the main thing, and I really do think highly of C.J. Stroud, the person and the professional. And she was really nice. And I was talking to Hannah, and then Cal comes over after a while, and Hannah gets a phone call from her sister, and she said, you know, I guess one of the McNairs was needed over at the hospitality tent because it was – there was it was open to the public, the practice was. And she said, well, one of, you know, my sister Joanna called, I think she works with the team now too, and said, we need one of us needs to go over there, and I designate you. Hannah said, that's Cal. That's normal. My wife designates me for stuff. Mm-hmm. She said, okay. And then she introduced, and then Lauren said, oh, Cal, this is Lance Zierlein, which I was almost like, you don't need to introduce me. But said, Lance, this is Lance Zierlein. Oh, hey, how you doing? And then right after that, literally right after the introduction, Hannah tells Cal, yeah, you're needed over there. And he goes, hey, I listened to your show. I just want you to know that.
That's
he goes,
great.
I listen to you guys when I come in. I listen to the show. And then he said, you're on it. You're on it. And I, what are you laughing about? And so I had to, I'm like, okay, is Cal telling me, I just want you to know I listened to the show.
Wait. Is he telling you he wants you to know that you're on your own show,
or that you're like on it, like you.
I took it as I the text and stuff I've talked about. I'm accurate about that, which could be any. I don't know. It could be about Jack. It could be about Bill O'Brien. It could be about the draft. I don't know. It could be about any number of things. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's what he meant, not like, hey, you're on your show. I don't think he meant it like that, John. However, when he said, he made a point as he's walking away, he wanted to tell me, I listened to the show.
Which is great.
I listened to the show.
I don't believe him, but okay.
He listens to the show.
I don't believe him. He has to.
No, she just said, this is Lance Zierlein. That's all. She didn't say anything about radio. She didn't say anything about radio. This is Lance Zierlein. He goes, oh, yeah, I listened to you. I listened to the show.
No chance.
Yeah, 100% chance he does.
No, because they spotted you early.
She said, I've heard.
And they whispered in his ear that, hey, this guy does radio.
What is this? Like the guy with the Gary with the bag and Veep?
Like the president.
Like in Veep, where he goes, that's Lance Zierlein, ESPN radio.
No. Right. No, right, exactly.
No, he doesn't have a whisper like in Veep, like Gary.
They saw him walk in, and hey, if we're gonna make the rounds, I think he listens to this guy.
I think as much as you two dread it, he listens to the show.
No, I don't believe that. There's no glazing going on here.
That would be great if he listens.
He listens to the show,
not for
maybe because he wants to see what the real deal is. Maybe because he has
glazing. He has to listen to 610.
No, he gets that all the time. He may want to hear
what's real.
What we actually think. Of course, there's also a lot of jokes.
Sure.
Like, we're not serious. We're serious like 70% of the time. I know. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I was hoping I wouldn't be introduced.
It's not even. It's worse than the sound you made.
I listen to the show. I want you to know that I listen to the show. I almost broke. Well, if he wouldn't have walked away, I would have said, listen, it's John. Like, I would have totally pinched.
John threw you under the bus with Billy Wagner.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing.
How did I throw you under the bus with Billy Wagner?
You didn't side with your partner. You're like, yep.
You should have said, well, maybe you should throw some more off-speed pitches, Billy. That's what you could have said.
No.
Instead, you said my idiot partner said it.
Yeah, no, it was Billy. That's
me.
And you could say that to Cal. I don't care where that's at.
I could say John.
But you're made of different stuff.
Yeah. No, because I took it to my grave.
Lance out here soft.
No. Soft? Why would I sell? No, for not selling you, throwing you under the bus? No, that's called being a good teammate. You wouldn't know about that because you're selling me out to Billy Wagner.
It's true. He doesn't know about that.
Well, I was in the locker room every day having him walk away from me, pissed at me every day.
That's what Cal was doing.
Nothing.
So look at that. You sold Lance out. It didn't even help you. He still kept walking away from you. You might as well should have
No, then finally when I said, what the is wrong with you, Billy Wagner said, oh, yeah, I'm on your show. And then as soon as I get off, you guys are ripping. I said, I wasn't ripping you. That was my partner. He sucks.
I wasn't even ripping him. I just said
he's an a-hole.
Be nice to see him throw a second pitch.
That's right. Well, he guess what?
Oh,
he picked it up.
Athletes don't like they don't like anyone saying anything ever. Right. Like, ever. I told you the center, Brian Allen, I met him at a dinner at the O-Line Masterminds, and he remembered, you're Lance Zierlein. I remember your scouting report. Like, what? After all these years, and my scouting report was mostly because you said I'd be a career backup. I started 52 games. I'm like, damn. You. He goes, oh, no. He goes, but he was a really good dude. I think a lot of those guys take it in stride. But just remember, the teams, what you would read from teams would be way worse than anything I write. But you don't get to see those. You only see what I write. No, I didn't say, Hannah, you up. Stop.
What?
I said the text, you up.
You up?
I don't have her text number.
No.
And I didn't say
Did
no.
Did you get you it?
No.
You didn't get her number? Okay.
No, because I don't want to be beholden to. I don't like being friends with. You know, then feel like you can't say what you guys. I got to say what I got to say. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. So I don't care. I don't need to be invited to the parties. I don't need any of that stuff. Because then all of a sudden you can't be honest. Like, oh, I don't want to stop being invited to the parties. I don't want to stop getting these free tickets. So, no, I'd rather just. We're not friends. I don't have your number. And if I say I think you're doing something good, it's real. And if I say you're not, oh, well, if you don't like it, too bad, so sad. I'd rather just do it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I guarantee you he doesn't listen to this show. No, zero chance.
Did Elze bring up CJ's S2
scores? You don't
have
to make those.
No, he does.
Tell.
He does listen to the show.
Tell.
I literally, I'll put this on my kids. Based on the way he said it, I have no doubt he listens to the show. Okay. Now, how often? I don't know. But I think he's definitely listening to the show.
I bet you they tune in after games to see what people are saying.
Oh, well, the word is that Hannah knows anybody that's ever taken a... The word is that Hannah knows any and all things that are being said negatively. Well,
thankfully, John's in L.A.
She's like, she's
does
got
Hannah
a little
not like me?
See, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, but he used to
antagonizing for no reason.
Yeah,
no,
he's just
I don't
an
give
antagonist.
A rat's ass.
See,
you know what? If this were, he couldn't be a protagonist in a story.
Of course not.
He could.
Of course not.
No, I'm the one that's keeping it real.
How
ooh,
so?
Hannah might not like me. Ooh.
You're not keeping it real.
Keeping it okay. real.
It's like veiled
listen,
things. We don't
now
know
say
about.
Something negative Lance. About Jim Crane.
Oh, forget it.
Now no. do the Jim Crane.
No, I don't care. Jim Crane doesn't like me. I don't care.
Why?
When did he stop liking you?
When I put out the Carlos Correa that he ghosted Carlos Correa. I haven't talked to him since.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
If
no, and he had got... he had what's the former GM's name?
Click.
Jim Click.
Yeah.
James Click.
Yeah, he had Click call me. And Click's like, "I don't know why I'm calling you. Jim wanted me to call you and tell you we didn't ghost him." I said, "Well, I actually was with Scott Boras and saw you ghosted him, but okay." And he was like, "Okay, bye, bye." That was it.
Well, how do you know he ghosted him? You can't see it unless you were on their side.
Zero. Texted, and they did not
how
answer,
do you know it
answer,
went through
answer.
If there was
or
a 5G
call.
Issue, you don't know if it went through. Sometimes it doesn't get delivered.
All right.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, my gosh. I got so busy. I didn't not even see it. There's so many text messages. You never heard that one before?
Yeah, no.
Did he have red? Did they have red on their text? Did they have
read
the read
receipts?
Receipt?
No read.
Because that would be bad if Carlos was like,
oh, yeah,
oh,
no, they read them.
I got
they
left on red.
All right, we got a break, and we got to talk about, I want to talk again about Coors Light, because Coors Light is cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. If you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, there's one place to go, and that's my peeps over at Coors Light. Listen, have them ready when people come to your house. Have Coors Lights on hand. I love me some Coors Light, and I think your friends do too. When I go to so many bars, and yeah, we're out of Coors Light. Well, yeah, but we're going through them. It's crazy. Yeah, of course you're going through them. Buy more. Do not run out of Coors Light. That's ridiculous. I just want a little lesson for all you bars out there. Make sure that you buy enough, because people are going to come in and go, "I want that the best beer." Listen, if you're looking for the best cold, clean, crisp, refreshing beer in the marketplace today, there's one place to go, and that's Coors Light. These other beers, they don't have the same taste. They don't have the same refreshingness. I don't know if that's a word. Whatever the case may be, the world's most refreshing beer is one. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome. We haven't had any calls today. What's wrong with you people? I mean, let's go. There's got to be something out there that you guys want to talk about, though. Although we've hit on quite a bit today. We haven't talked about the Astros in a while. Framber Valdez frustrated with the defense last night. I mean, the defense has been really, really good. The Astros are one of the better fielding teams in the league, but the positioning last night, a left-handed batter and the right fielder is playing so far over towards center field that what would have been, should have been normally a single for a left-handed batter turned into a double and a run scored. And if you give up a run, if you're an Astros pitcher and you give up a run, you can't win. You cannot win. Framber has given up. Framber is 10-0 in his last 14 starts, given up just in the four no decisions, given up two runs in 27 innings. Two. A .66 ERA. Wow. And he got no decision in those four games. That's incredible. This is Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? They got the run support. Of course, with this lineup, It is as crappy as it could possibly be. You got to lead off a Taylor Trammell. You got to lead off, you got to lead off rookies that are just not ready. You're playing a rookie at second base that's hitting .150. I mean, it's just, it is really, really, really getting desperation time for this offense. Jose Altuve going hitless. He's been in a funk. He has not been good lately. Christian Walker has been good this month. Caratini's been good this month. Yiner has been up and down. But you got no, this is, it just is so hard to watch. Mm-hmm. So hard to watch.
Yeah. Well, it's, we're having a fun time talking about how unlikely everything was. But this is what regression to the mean literally looks like. And it, you can't believe that Hunter Brown and Fromber are going to continue to have, like, I don't know if Fromber can keep pitching like this, but he almost has to. And this was my big concern, is you had no margin for error. It's a no margin for error roster. You just don't. You can't have Hunter Brown not be great. You can't have Fromber not be great. You can't have the bullpen not be a plus. You just can't. You don't have the health to do it. It was one thing when you had Jeremy Pena and Isak Paredes, and even then you were scoring in critical situations, and your bullpen was keeping you where they needed to be, and you were, it's not like Gusto was very good. Colton Gordon wasn't very good, but now you've lost. You've suffered so many injuries that now it's not even about margin for error. It's just about you can't score. You just cannot score lately. You just don't have, a major league lineup, and it's killing you.
You got to bring the lineup. You got to bring the infield in the first inning now.
Wow,
that's so terrible. Well, Jacob Melton, look at Jacob Melton comes back yesterday off after what, 5 weeks? However long? When was he? When was the last time he played? Oh, June 13th.
Yeah.
June 13th, going on 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks that the dude was gone. He's never hit above seventh in the order. He has to put him in the five hole. He's got a 601 OPS going into that game, and he's batting in the five hole. That's how bad this is. That's how bad it is. That he's just trying to find anybody, anything, to give him a spark. And, you move guys up in lineups, and it puts a little bit of pressure on him. Taylor Trammell should never be leading off in a game. Of course, Cam Smith shouldn't be leading off in games.
Right.
I mean, you got it just is. It's so. I don't know. And I'm torn. I'm really torn on whether or not you make a big trade. I mean, you're going to have to give up
a big trade. I'm not torn. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't make a big trade. Do not deplete yourself. You're not going to move Fromber. So, I don't know how you replenish. Cam Smith is going to be an integral part of this team moving forward. And you got him because you had to move on from Kyle Tucker. All these guys coming up, they're nice. But, I mean, Bryce Matthews is going to have to be a stud. He's going to have to be an absolute stud. Jacob Melton's going to have to be a really good player. And these guys aren't ready yet. They're just not ready yet. There's really nothing we can say. We can discuss this all we want, but until or unless guys make it back and perform at a major league level, the Astros, it's not hyperbole to say the Astros could have a hard time hanging on. We saw the Astros just 2 years ago overtake the Rangers the last weekend to make the playoffs. We saw when they looked like they were dead in the water. The Astros only have a 3-game lead right now, and it's not like, all the guys that we talk about coming back, they're probably not coming back for at least 2 weeks. I mean, there's a chance that when the big boys get back, and I guess the big boys would be, get back would be Eric Geddy, Jeremy Pena, probably not Paredes, based on the dour discussions about him. Who else are we talking about? Jake? So even just getting back would be Jake, Eric Geddy, because he's likely to come back relatively soon. And then, of course, Jeremy Pena. That will all help. Is it going to be enough? I would say Brandon Walton is Brandon. I mean Brandon.
Brandon Walters. Walter is, losing him is huge.
He is going to be a massive loss if you don't get him back sometime soon.
Listen, you're starting Jason Alexander again tonight. I mean, and then you don't know who you're starting. A day game tomorrow, you don't know who you're starting. Because you're down to basically four, and Jason Alexander is one of them. You're down to four starters. Jason Alexander is one of them. Colton Gordon is one of them. It's unbelievable. In the last five games, they've scored 8 runs. And against, okay, so we know who Luis Severino is because he pitched for the Yankees. He's 4-11 this year. Mm-hmm. 4-11. He was 3-11 going into that game. You lost to Jeffrey Springs, Sterner, I don't know who he is, JT. Last night you lost to a guy named Pilkington. Pilkington beat you, okay? And Brad
that
Ward.
That sounds like somebody British.
Brad, I know. You lost to a guy with bad teeth.
Lord Pilkington.
And Brad Lord looked like a Hall of Fame pitcher. He's a big kid. I mean, but you had no chance. He was mowing you down until
and
the fifth
what minute. Were the Dodgers talking about when the likes of the Astros rotation came into town? They said the same thing. Who the hell are these guys? Why is Tremelo?
Well, McCullers won that one game, and yeah, I mean,
who else was out there pitching?
For that in that series,
and that was more about the hitters. All hitters they've never heard of came in there and smacked
yeah, that
them
was
around.
That was more about the hitters. The pitchers were McCullers, Fromber, and Gusto.
But we go through a series when they were beating good teams, when they were taking out the Phillies and the Cubs. Who else did they go at? And the Dodgers. Those teams could look at the lineup and the rotation and go, okay, Brown and Fromber, we got it. The other guys, by the way, who are these guys?
No.
Now we're just catching it. It's annoying, yes. But that's why the Astros were such a surprise. All these guys we never heard of, the rest of baseball never heard of, was doing the thing. And now we're catching the other end. Except for these teams, those guys go out there every day, but they're just playing because they're bad. With the Astros, they're playing because all the other guys are hurt.
Yeah, no, they're bad. I mean, it's just a Triple A lineup. Jeremy put out, what's wrong with, he does this every game, what's wrong with about his lineup? I said, well, you've got 6 hitters that are 703 or less OPS. That's what's wrong with his lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, you got that lineup is not, I don't know that Sugarland could win with that lineup. I don't know how many games Sugarland
won. Well, they
were.
Didn't they win the championship last year with this lineup?
Stop.
I don't know if it was this
I don't know if Sugarland could win
lineup.
With that.
They won. They won last year with this lineup.
Stop it. Stop it, you miscreant.
You're just.
Talk
I'm not
about Sugarland.
Yeah.
You leave Sugarland alone.
Yeah. All right. It's just so.
Speaking of Sugarland.
You leave Sugarland alone.
John Singleton, DFA. News
yeah,
broke
John
by Singleton. His wife.
His wife broke it. Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that didn't last long.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, but he had to make room for Melton.
Mm-hmm.
He had to make room for Melton. So, and John Singleton wasn't playing. I mean, Christian Walker's going to be out there. And what do you? And Caratini or Yiner has to DH. So, I mean, there was no reason to have John Singleton out there. But you did that. How many times have they done John Singleton now? Good Lord. I mean, I know it's desperation time, but my goodness, we got to move on.
It's time.
I had this talk with Sean. When do we stop pretending like DeCenzo and Whitcomb are answers to anything?
Yeah, well,
they're in their mid. They're 25 and 26 years old.
Well, but that's still. I mean, you still Whitcomb. Whitcomb may be a career
wouldn't
triple.
Wouldn't you love to have those guys in the lineup?
Player.
Not really.
Yeah,
I've seen them play.
I've seen Bryce Matthews now strike out every time he's up.
At least Bryce Matthews is what? How old is Bryce Matthews?
Well, right, but I mean, now it's time for Bryce Matthews, though. Lance, you were right. He's got to go down. He needs more at bats.
He had 3 home runs, and we're ready to crown him. But he also was striking out one every 2 at bats. He needs
more.
He can't
time.
Just sit on the bench. He's got to go get some reps. You know, I just read that article. I just read that about how Ryan Sandberg was dealt. because he was well, the Cubs demanded it as part of the trade to get it done, because you had to have an Avan De Jesus if you were the Phillies. You had to have that. But basically, Rhino had been up in from AAA one time, and it was an underwhelming performance. So what? That happens. That's no big deal. I'm not worried about Bryce Matthews, but let's go let him keep hitting, though. Let's let him keep playing.
Oh, I can. Greg Maddux was yo-yoed up and down.
Oh, yeah. Maddux stunk early on with the Cubs.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you come up, and you're incredible. No, that's not how it works. All right, we got a break. 713. We got one segment, and then News of the Wire coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did we miss any? I know we missed something from yesterday. The two fans sitting in the stands watching a Yankees game, one with a Phillies hat on, and the other one that was, she got emotional during the game. That seems to be now a theme. There's a lot of memes about the Philly fan watching a baseball game now. And it just is, something that, I mean, we've seen that a lot going on, right? In stadiums,
people the time to, I don't know, do stuff, I guess we could say.
Yeah, they were doing stuff. They were doing stuff in the
public
stands. In public, right there. I mean, well, I'll never forget the UTEP game.
It's a long time ago. Yeah,
yeah, it was a long time ago. The Blue Jays game with the people up in the hotel that in center field. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
But this one was amongst a relatively packed place.
Yeah.
One of us. That video is incredible.
And just going at it.
Just, yeah. I mean, was pretty obvious.
And the cameraman behind him is like, it was so obvious. He just sat there recording the whole thing.
The whole thing. She started having spasms.
Oh. I don't know. It seems like society is devolving into. I don't know. I don't know why that needs to be done there.
You know, we've seen. John, you remember that video years ago? And I think it might have been in Toronto.
I just said that you weren't listening.
He just got in. He was
But it was a different.
He one that was I'm making his about. Way back into the studio.
I'm talking about after that one happened, then the other one happened also. Yeah, but that was, and how long ago? That was just like
that
early 2000s.
That was a while ago.
It was like early 2000s. Okay, yeah. But no one was around them.
Remember the UTEP video where they're in the stands and they come back from break and she was doing stuff to him and they
back
were like,
from break on TV?
What? Yeah, on TV. Oh, you don't remember that? The UTEP game? You got to
look
that
up. What would I Google?
UTEP.
I don't know.
Tell me how to Google that.
How you would get there.
UTEP.
You know that
stuff?
Restaurant that you go to? Where they have sushi rolls or something?
Kata Robata?
No.
Katami?
No.
Started Yato? With an H.
Huh?
Starts
with an H.
H-E-B.
No.
You go to Hando's, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have to. Oh, no. Well, there's a Hando's and there's a Handy's. There's two different ones. The 11th Street is the Hando's. The one there on Montrose is Handy's. There's two different ones. Should I type sushi, UTEP, rolls?
Well,
girl.
Never mind.
Hand.
UTEP.
Pants.
Yeah, stands.
Rapid movements.
Well, I don't really. I don't.
That's a lot. That's a lot of search words.
Yep. Seems like a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to Google that on my NFL.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Computer.
Yeah. Anyway, that's something that you know. I just think you should try to control yourself. I mean, is baseball that boring?
I mean, it's kind of, but
it's not a good look. I've never seen somebody getting it.
Well, the UTEP thing was at a football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a football game. I guess you just get.
I've never seen any.
No. Don't excuse it with, I guess you just get. Is it deviant behavior? Is that a proper term for it?
Well, it's definitely excessive public behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. You get arrested for that stuff.
Yeah, don't typically. Just excuse it. Well, then sometimes, you know, you're overcome. No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't need to be an animal. Don't be a filthy animal. Go to your car like a regular human.
If you cannot control yourself, take
go to a car, get to a cul-de-sac.
Even if it has to be done in the bathroom. There are stalls.
Yeah.
You can do that too.
I mean, if you're going to be
a freak.
Now we're just sitting in the chairs gyrating?
What's going on here?
And there's people around you?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is they have not been outed, though.
No, I haven't seen their name.
Which is good. I don't want her name put out there. I mean, well, they're just trying to do that in the privacy of their own seats.
Okay? At the ballpark.
Yeah,
the
privacy ballpark. Of their own seats, 3 and 4.
There really weren't that. Doesn't seem like that many people there. Like, maybe only 30,000.
Yeah. Wasn't right. A packed house.
Well, around them, there wasn't a ton. There was obviously dudes laughing who were taping it.
Yeah.
I tell you that I'm pretty sure I had a 7th or 8th grade teacher that I thought, I don't know if I should tell this. Yeah, I should.
Probably not.
In 8th grade, yeah. And I won't say her name. But there was somebody who was just moving around a lot in her seat. And I'm like, and 8th grade me is like, and I turned to Kelly King and I said, are you looking at this? What's going on over there? She goes, oh, I don't think that's good. And I said, what is the back and forth movement in the rolling chair?
What's going on?
Yeah. So 8th grade me, I was like, I don't know. Maybe this is what Marvin Gaye was talking about, the sexual healing song. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And then me out of high school, I'm like, oh, yeah. Probably just bored. Grading papers like, wish I was at a baseball game. somebody I loved.
Seems like somebody.
See, I don't know if that has anything to do with love.
Well, somebody I liked enough.
Yeah.
Well, liked enough to do that.
I don't know, man.
I feel like John. I'm just going to say what everyone's thinking. I feel like John's got a story about some public indecency. I feel like if you dig back into your past, dig back, I bet you you've got a story. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet my $50 to your $17.
Wow. Girl,
that John's got something where he did something that could have gotten him arrested.
Well, we know he's done that, but you mean
no.
In this realm.
It's almost 3-1 right there you're getting.
Well, you're not what, well the odds are
denial.
The odds.
I don't hear a denial.
The odds are the odds, D'Amico.
All I hear is like, all I see is a slight smile on his face, like you might have hit on something.
Oh, I know I did.
He's not pushing back against it at all. Because, you know, when something...
I got no comment.
When something hits and John knows it's not true about himself, he will strongly push back on it. Go, no.
He just hit you with a... He just took the fifth.
Yeah, this one's like, no comment.
I got no comment.
No,
that's a long... It happened a long time ago.
I knew it.
You win that bet.
Pay me, Dell.
I didn't
Give
bet
me my
you.
$17.
I didn't bet you.
You and Mapes, pony up.
Why Mapes isn't even here?
Y'all roll together. Y'all both pony up.
I didn't say you were wrong. I did not say you were wrong. I'm not ponying up.
Yeah.
You knew I was on the right side of that.
Right? Yeah, I did. The man's reaction told me.
It was you put probably the right number out there. 3-1. Probably a good number.
Right.
That was probably a good number. We got a break. We got News of the Weird coming your way next. Couple of things for Dell here, okay? And it has to do with marriage.
Oh, wow.
So we got that to go over. Right now, though, I got Champion Energy to talk about. Champion Energy is the way that you get your electricity because it's just better. I don't know, 17, 18 years I've been with Champion Energy, and I got to tell you, I just, every second has been, it's been great. It's been a great relationship. I hate leaving the city of Houston because I have to leave Champion because it's not here, but we're still using Champion in the apartment. I just got to tell you, it's great. It's great. It is the best. It was one of the best moves I ever made, honestly, because I don't know how much money I've saved. I'm tens of thousands of dollars over the years. A buddy of mine went from 1 month to the next. He said, I'm going to try Champion. He tried it. And he was like, it's incredible how much less I'm paying. It's incredible. And that's the way it goes with Champion Energy. They don't add on and mark all of the stuff that the other ones, these ridiculous fees that they charge you. Champion Energy has fees. Obviously, everybody does. But Champion Energy, I'm telling you, I've saved thousands, and I hope you will too. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. I just got this post that had 16 weird traditions in countries. And some of them are like really weird, like there's a monks that actually embalm themselves while they're living. Yeah, right. So that they get something like this wonderful experience. I'm out on that. In Denmark, on your 25th birthday, if you are unmarried, they tie you to a chair, pour water all over you, and then pelt you with cinnamon.
What? How old do you have to be?
When you hit 25, it's a ritual since the 16th century in Denmark that they pour cinnamon all over you to more or less punish you for being single.
I thought that was what Leo did to tell his girl that she's too old, she has to go away.
Yeah, you're 25, once you got, you smell it. Like cinnamon.
Get
you're out
of here. I throw cinnamon and brown sugar on you. It's time for you to get out of here. You're too old.
Beat it. Okay. Yeah, Adele. Should we have a ritual, Lance, with Dell, where we pour cinnamon all over him because he's still single?
Long since past 25. You're a little late.
I know, but that's right. We're late. We got to do it.
Why do you want to pour cinnamon on a grown man?
Cinnamon all over people.
People already put jam all over people.
Well, that was a long time ago. Those are jam boys. Yeah. For golfing purposes.
Right.
His people, well, golfers.
Well, yeah. Dell, you can. While I'm golfing, you can follow me around with cinnamon all over you.
Why would I do that again?
No,
no, I'm not following you around.
Yeah, you could, and then the bugs won't bother us.
No, that's what what insect repellent is for. Get some off. I don't have to be there. Just spray it on yourself.
All right. In Scotland, brides and grooms are pelted with rotten food, ashes, and flour in a pre-wedding ritual called blackening, which is believed to prepare them for the hardships of marriage. Mm. Do you think that blackening will prepare people for how crappy marriage is?
I'm not going to read Twitch chat. I can promise you that.
I would say I don't need any extra blackening, although some people would disagree. I've heard that in the past. I don't want to be involved in any ritual called blackening.
Well, I guess it's just because they got to throw ashes on
it. I know.
What about a rebrand?
But rotten food, like gross rotten food, they throw at you. There's a woman that is just covered in just crap, just garbage.
I'm good.
And this is how you get married. You get married.
It tests you. It lets you know what marriage is to be. That's not a good endorsement for marriage.
No, it's not.
This is what marriage is like?
Well, yeah, prepares you for what marriage is like.
And then somebody says, I'm out, and then another group of people throw cinnamon all over you.
Right.
What kind of setup is this?
If you go through the blackening and then decide you don't want to be married,
oh,
then
you're
you
close.
Have the cinnamon thrown on you afterwards because you're single at 25?
Maybe, yeah. Well, it's two different countries, Denmark and Scotland.
Ah, same thing, according to you.
Yeah.
They're like same, the same thing.
Yeah, they're close enough.
Yeah.
No, Scotland and Ireland and Wales. Scotland and
sure,
Wales,
exactly.
Same thing, and you people fight each other. You're so stupid.
Scotland and Ireland are basically the same, right?
No, Scotland and Wales.
It's mostly a real,
all three of them.
They hate the English, I think, right?
They all got one thing in common.
If bonds them together, they hate the English?
They hate the English. In the Amazon, the Yanomami people eat the ashes of their deceased relatives, believing that doing so keeps their spirits alive with them. Do you want to eat the ashes of any dead relatives?
What kind
Which
of questions
one would
are
you
these?
Pick?
Well, gee, I don't know, John. Let me think about it.
Which one would you pick, Del?
None. I don't want to eat the ashes. I don't even like eating mayo. You think I want to eat the ashes of a dead relative?
I'd have to look at old pictures
of
my relatives.
But what about spicy mayo, though, Del?
See which ones were
mayo,
hot.
I'm out. What?
Yeah. What about a sriracha mayo?
No, mayo means I'm out. You want to eat... If your relative was hot, you'd eat their
ashes? Well, not an ugly one, certainly.
What's the difference? It's just ashes.
I don't know.
You heard him. I'm trying to figure out what his logic is.
I definitely wouldn't say hot relative.
Yeah, that's weird.
You didn't have any hot cousins?
No.
Well, you remember where he came from. The region where he's from, everyone intermarried.
Yeah, that was true. That's true. I think I still got some
of
that.
Well, that's not Chicago. You mean the old
country. The old country,
country
old not Chicago, time. Yeah. That you think that was passed down? You haven't been able to shake free of it?
Yeah. No, I'm sure. Yeah.
That family tree was suspect.
Yeah. Sus.
It's Wait, really
the,
sus. Yeah.
Back in like the 1700s, that's John's all, like, man, no one's leaving the little village.
For reference for you people, my family, I don't know how many years, over 500, right, Lance?
I did an Ancestry.com on John. I started going back, and I'm like, man, everyone's from the same place still.
Sorbo San Basili, which has got, what, like 20,000 people or so, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe not even
that
much.
I just know they never dated outside their village.
Yeah, they didn't have to. They just had more kids. Yeah,
what are you, on the mountain somewhere where no one could get to you?
In a mountain in Calabria.
Yeah, right. Cousin Gianna was hot enough that I didn't have to leave. Yeah.
That's right. I ain't got to go nowhere.
That's not ideal.
Look how hot my cousin is. That explains a lot with me.
I hope not.
You sure you want to say that?
Yeah. What are you saying?
Well, I mean, my...
Your ancestors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it explains a lot about my... How maybe I'm not all there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on board with that.
Yeah, right. A judge has tossed a lawsuit against Half Moon Bay Ritz-Carlton. A couple was staying there, and apparently they were served a water bottle that had semen in it.
Oh, I'm out.
At a Ritz-Carlton! You'd think if you were paying for, you should get water without
somebody
semen.
Pulled a
Go
sneaky
on,
one.
insult the hotel where you think that's a likelihood. Which hotel do you think a water bottle filled?
You think he's going to ask that question?
I would think it'd be more likely.
Go ahead.
That you got
in one of these cheap hotels.
Yeah.
I ain't saying it because you never know when a lawsuit's going to hit
right.
you.
That's right.
Oh, there's no question.
Half Moon Bay Ritz-Carlton.
That's nuts.
Man, you'd think for that kind of money you could get water with no semen. Do you have to order it like that?
No.
Can I get a water?
No, you don't have to order it like that.
That shouldn't be part of the deal. Excuse me. Water hold the semen. No.
I always want unsweetened tea, and I also always want regular water. Semen-free.
Regular water.
Sean Mates brings up a point. Normally, at a restaurant, they ask you for sparkling or still.
Yeah. Right.
Do they throw in
sparkling
semen infused
still or
not?
Semen
I hope that
water.
Doesn't become the third choice because nobody's ordering that.
No.
By the way, does Mapes know that we almost tried to get him hooked up?
No, I was going to talk about it on my show.
Okay.
But, well, I'll explain. He tried to get you hooked up with someone famous.
Yeah.
I'll explain it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants
somebody, one girl has he really wants big teeth, though.
Yeah.
Some white lotus.
He wants you to her to be with somebody regular.
Carucci. Yeah, I'm tired of I'm tired of everyone's celebrity chasing and star chasing. How about just somebody regular gets somebody
hot? Isn't picky. He just doesn't want cinnamon thrown on him, so he'll marry anyone at this point.
Good point.
Yep. All right. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. You'll hear that story and more right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.